Welcome back to another episode of Real Time with Mega and Varsha.
Hey everyone, I hope you're all having an amazing day.
Yeah, so we have reached the end of season 3 and we want to do one last episode to wrap up season 3 where we talk about our journey so far and a little reflection of ourselves. Yeah, and first of all, thank you so much for 2.8k plays. It's such a huge accomplishment for both of us and we're so happy and glad you guys are loving our podcast.
Yeah, so thank you so much for those who have been there since day one, and thank you to all our new listeners. Make sure to follow our socials because we'll still be active on there.
So, I think a week ago, we kind of put up a post saying that if you guys wanted to send in some audio messages, you guys could have sent us some audio messages just to talk about maybe like what they found interesting on our episode, why they liked our podcast, and you know, just a few thoughts about our podcast, and maybe some tips for improvement or anything like that. And so a few people actually sent in some audio messages. And so again, thank you so much to everyone who sent in audio messages. And we also told everyone that we'll be putting it in our last episode. So we're going to be playing. And I'm really excited to hear what everyone has to say about our podcast.
Our first recording is actually from Siri. She actually guested on our podcast in season 3 a couple weeks ago. So make sure to check that out. So here is her recording.
Varsha, this is Siri, and congratulations on wrapping up your third season. I'm so proud of you guys and wish you all the best for the future. I've listened to most of all your episodes and has really been one of the major highlights during my quarantine. Thank you so much for providing your listeners, who are also your close friends, with your insightful episodes. I love the fact that you guys want to contribute to the betterment of society and make people feel good while quarantining, as well as just wanting to help people with your episodes. You are not only a successful podcast, but also two amazing human beings that I'm so grateful to have in my life, filling it with positivity and love. Thank you so much and keep up the good work. And of course, I will always be listening.
Oh my God, Siri, yes, thank you so much for those kind and generous words. We really appreciate you and we really appreciate your feedback. And thank you for loving our episodes all the time. And we can't wait for you to guest back. Maybe next season you can come back to our episode and guest again.
Yes, thank you so much, Siri. Again, you're like one of the sweetest people I've ever met through our podcast too. So yeah, I mean, I can't wait to talk to you again. So the next audio message is from Komal. So Komal and Shalini was in one of our episodes and we talked about our lives, school, how friendships impacted, and various other topics. And yeah, so this is an audio message from Komal.
RME Pod is the best podcast, I think, out there, and it is a Sony in its own way because it is hosted by two high schoolers who are just living a life just like me as a high schooler and are sharing their perspectives to the world about what it's like to be a high schooler, especially during this time. And that is just so amazing. I still remember when I was invited as a guest along with Shalini to take part in this podcast, and that was, I think, one of the best experiences I've ever had so far, because I got to do something that's, new for me, recording a podcast, and I also had to answer amazing questions on colleges, pop quarantines affecting me during high school, and future life plans. And just, having my voice out there really made me feel confident and welcome to also share my perspective and my ideas, just like how Megan Warsha do. So thank you for that.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Kobo, again, for your kind words. We really appreciate it. And honestly, we actually love talking to you. I got to learn more about you and your life, even though I am your best friend. But anyways, yeah, so thank you so much, Komal.
Thank you so much. I actually met you through the podcast and it was really fun talking to you in that episode. We talked about a lot of things, gave a lot of advice, and I had a really good time. Our next recording is from Sitara, and here's her message.
Hey Megan and Varsha, my favorite thing about your podcast is that you interview different people in different world fields and life experiences. My question for you guys are, what do you want to do more on the podcast? Examples, interviewing or just chatting with each other? And what is your favorite meal and or dessert?
Thank you for sending in your message and listening to our episodes. And actually we have a question, and her question was, first question, what do you want to do more of on your podcast?
I think, honestly, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I really like how we brought in so many guests and learned more about them. And I think I want to do more about that, more bring in more unique guests and learn more about their lives and their experiences, because I think that those were like the most fun episodes for me. So I want to do more of that. What about you, Varsha?
Yeah, same. I was going to say the same thing, like exactly like as you said, Meka, like bring in more guests and unique, and maybe you try to find more about their stories, you know, because, you know, everyone's really unique. And again, I think today, actually, we guested on Sudeshna's podcast, and she was actually talking about us, about our podcast, and she was talking to us about our, you know, podcast story and so on. It was really nice. I actually loved that episode that I did with her on her podcast. Yeah. Again, make sure to check out her podcast, All Time Chatter Podcast. Amazing, really cool mystery podcast. Everything is in there. But yeah, I was just going to say that she was also telling us how it was really diverse. And again, I really appreciate the diversity we have in our podcast, because everyone is so different. There's so many, everyone has different jobs. And honestly, we didn't really think, you know, these people like do this as a living, you know, certain things, like the psychic was really interesting. Yeah. So sure. And
Yeah. And the second part of the question was, what is your favorite dessert? Meal and dessert. Hmm. So I'm guessing meal when she says like food and dessert.
Okay, yeah, I think my favorite dessert is, I like ice cream.
Yes.
And I also like dessert and food, right? That's what she said. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so I guess ice cream is really good. I like vanilla and chocolate ice cream. Yeah. I like cake. Cake's my favorite. Mango cheesecake. Yes.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Very good. What about you?
For me, dessert would be anything chocolate, I think. Like anything chocolate is fine.
Chocolate.
That's So chocolate ice cream, chocolate cake, nice. Chocolate bars, anything like that.
Yeah, I love chocolate too.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is from Sanvi. She also was in one of our episodes. She and Harshini was actually one of our episodes.
Hello, I just wanted to say that I really, really like your guys' podcast. It's one of my favorite podcasts, in fact. And it's just one of my highlights of my day whenever I listen. You guys host such meaningful conversations, or sometimes just really fun conversations. And again, I really just love listening. And I really like the time that I was a guest on there. It was so fun, and you guys were so nice. And it's great. So thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so thank you so much, Sanvi.
Yeah, thank you.
For your words.
Yeah, thank you so much for sending in your message, and we hope you continue listening to our episodes. Our next one is actually a message that I'm going to read out loud, and this is from Mia. Hi, Mega and Marsha. I'm a big fan of your podcast and have been since the beginning. I like how each episode of yours gets more interesting as they progress. Anyways, I have a question for you guys. What inspired you to make this podcast, and what goals do you have for the future?
That's a really good question. To be honest, it's actually all thanks to Mega that this podcast happened, because again, as I said, I think I said this in a few episodes and a few podcasts that we both guested on, that I didn't know what a podcast was until now. And Mega just, you know, texted me saying, oh, do you want to start a podcast? I was like, yeah, sure. And then I asked him, like, what is a podcast? Like, I haven't heard of it yet. And as we did the first episode, you know, it like people like started listening. After a few episodes, people started listening, because like, I think Meg also said this every single episode, like when we put our first episode, we didn't think anyone would listen, because it was just like, oh, it's just there, like we don't know what's gonna happen. But as we shared to like different people and stuff, more people started listening and they liked it. So then we try to, you know, make same content on our thing. And that's really what really inspired us to make a podcast. And also we wanted a voice to be heard. So then we started thinking about like, oh yeah, we can talk about this topic. We could talk about, you know, various topics that might be important, and maybe some people can, you know, try to get some advice from it. So that's when we were like, okay, yeah, you know, we can invite guests on, right?
I agree with what Varsha said. When we started this podcast, again, we didn't know much about it, but like we started making episodes, and we had a really big passion for it, so we continued. And yeah, the second question was, what goals do you have it for in the future? And we touched this, we actually answered this a little bit in the other question, and we said like we wanted more guests in our podcast. We want to learn more about their life and their experiences, and that's what I want to do. I think that's what I have in mind, like, I want to bring in more people. I want our podcast to, of course, grow and expand. And yeah, what about you, Varsha?
Yeah, we were thinking about the, you know, maybe in the future we can have like a whole set for it, and then people could just randomly come in and then just talk to us, you know, like whoever we want to, you know, other people kind of might want to guest with us. We were planning to have like a whole studio, have like a whole set.
Dreams.
Dropout Podcast. Yeah, Dropout Podcast. I love their theme. I mean, they shot it at their apartment. So mm-hmm. it's like a whole just room just for that.
Yeah.
Like, nothing else. Like, that's it. Just for that. So yeah. I feel like we are like planning to, but you know, we'll see, you know, as time progresses, you know, we'll do something about it. But for sure, I want to do that, like a studio just for ourselves. And then we can maybe invite people over and they could just talk about us and talk about college and things like that. We have so much time, but yeah. Oh yeah, thank you so much, Mia, again for your
Thank you so much for your message, Mia.
Okay, so the next audio message is from Aditi. So yeah, so she's going to say a few words about it.
Okay, hey guys. So I really like your podcast, Real Time and Make a Marshall. The episode with Taylor Fraser and her story with her and the school shooting and everything, that was really interesting, and it was also really inspiring. Her story was very inspiring, and I feel like you guys did a really good job really bringing her uniqueness out. And I feel like you guys have done so many interviews that can make a really big impact on society. So yeah, I'm really proud of you guys, and I hope you continue doing this, continue making impact, and continue making episodes for Real Time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Aditi.
Yes, thank you so much. You know, we all want our episodes to have impact on people, so we feel like we're doing our job. our efforts are being paid for. So our next message is from Varsha, another person named Varsha. And her message was, my favorite thing about your podcast is how attentive you guys are at posting. You always give us top-notch videos with packed knowledge. Some questions I have for you are, do you speak different languages? What do you do in your spare time, and what is your favorite movie? First of all, thank you so much for acknowledging our work. We do put a lot of time and effort in our posting and our videos, so thank you for appreciating that. The first question is, do you speak different languages? No, we actually speak the same languages. We both speak English and we both speak Malayalam. And yeah, the second question is, what do you like doing in your spare time? First of all, podcasting, of course. And then honestly, you know, I just like, you know, being with friends. I like, you know, watching TV, movies with family, reading. I like cooking, baking, or playing with my dog, Tyson. What about you, Varsha?
Yeah, like Mega said, we both speak English and Malayalam. I also know Spanish, limited proficiency.
Oh yeah,
in Spanish.
me too.
Spanish, yes, we both do that. We're learning. I already finished Spanish, but yeah.
Yeah, for me, like if people are speaking and if you give me the context, I can understand pretty well.
Understand it, same. I can like a little bit, I can understand what they're saying. I just need two words and I'll understand the whole conversation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so that's third. I know a little bit of Hindi and I know how to read Hindi. I don't know how to speak fluently, obviously, but I understand it, but I can read fully.
Oh really?
Yeah, I can read Hindi. Yeah, so that's just for language. And I think the second question was, what do I do, right?
In free
time. Okay, yeah. So yeah, like Mega said, podcasting is a new hobby that I found. Guitar, I play the guitar. I draw sometimes. I sing when I'm in my free time. but now I don't really sing because, you know, school is so busy. Yeah. So I only do it when I'm like really stressful or something, or I have like time. Left in my day, but it's so rare that I do singing. I did singing before, like last year. I had so much time, so I just like whatever, and I put it on everything, procrastinated. But yeah, that's that. And yeah, that's what I do.
Yeah.
Oh, last question. I do biking too.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh yes, but biking. Oh yeah. The last question is, what is your favorite movie? This is a hard one for me, at least.
Oh, favorite movie? I don't have a favorite movie. I honestly like all movies. There's, again, as I said, you know, it's like very diverse of diversity of movies. If I say one, I like the Harry Potter movies. Love the Harry Potter franchise overall. Yeah. I haven't watched the last movie. Hunger Games is really good. I love Hunger Games. Oh, I actually recently watched The Giver. Giver is pretty good too.
the movie.
The book's actually better though. You should read the book.
The book is better. Yeah, I'll read the book. Read the book if you can. Yeah, I think those are some of my favorites. And I again watched the Malayalam movies. Very good, beautiful.
Oh yeah, there are a lot. Yeah, there are a lot of good Malayalam movies I watch with my parents,
family.
Exactly. Yeah, for me, like honestly, I don't have a favorite movie. Honestly, I like all movies. Like, but like the most movie that I've watched, like repeatedly watched, was probably Harry Potter. I've probably watched Harry Potter movies over like 50 times because I have the movies.
It's amazing. It's
yeah,
amazing.
So like that's probably like the most movie I've watched repeatedly.
Same. And then now we're just watching K-drama, so I guess you can count that as a movie. It's not a movie, but like it's really long.
Yeah.
It's like a 1 hour marathon of K-dramas episodes. Yeah. About, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your question.
Yeah, sorry, I forgot. Okay, so the next audio message is from Shalini.
I listened to the R&B podcast from the beginning and I really love the podcast. I love the anchors, host, Marsha and Mega. They're amazing and they're amazing at what they do. And I also learn something in every episode. Like, I meet like new characters, like the guests. Each of them are very, very unique and they're amazing at what they do, and I learn like a new thing every episode, and it's amazing that Marsha and Linda are providing that for everyone. So it's an amazing podcast. I really loved it.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Shalini.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much for those. I'm so glad that I've met you through this podcast, and you were an awesome member to our team, and I hope that next in the summer you'll come again, and I look forward to that.
Yeah, and we're also recording an episode with our podcasting team, so stay tuned for that.
Yep. Podcasting is a great medium to a real connection with people in the world of short tweets and likes. I'm sure you will have a lot of memories when you look to this time of your life.
That message was well written. I loved it.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a deep message. And yeah, we will totally be looking back to this time. And there's so many happy memories we made. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the next message I have from my side is Hershini. She's our number one listener. And she also was in one of the episodes with Sanvi. So she's actually one of our number one listener, biggest supporter. And yeah, she's really sweet as well as a person.
Hello, so I wanted to say a couple of things about Real Time with Makeaversion podcast. I think it is an amazing podcast that touches on topics that so many people might not be willing to speak about, maybe because they're uncomfortable with it or they're too scared to express their opinion. And I think that this podcast handles those topics in such a mature and graceful way. And I think that Mika and Varsha are going to go really far in their podcasting career. They're doing so much and they're using a voice and they're using their platform for good. So yeah, keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you so much, Hershini, for your kind words.
Yes, oh my god, I loved your message. Yeah, you gave us support from the beginning, and you know, we appreciate that so much. Every time you listen to our episodes, you always give us
feedback every single episode. Like, I always get Hershina, I always get one notification every single day, every Friday when we upload the episode, when it gets released at 3 p.m. I always get like a message from you on the same day, and I really appreciate it. And that's one of the listeners that I value the most to my heart.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, we are really thankful for you, and I hope you know that. Okay, so that concludes our
voice message segment.
So thank you to everyone who sent your messages. We are really happy that you guys are listening to our podcast, and our podcast actually has impact on you guys. And this is our motivation to, you know, keep on going.
Yeah, so thank you so much to everyone who sent in voice messages. We truly value every single message, and yeah, keep supporting us.
Okay, it's been a while since we've had an episode with just us, and we wanted to, you know, let you guys know like what's been going on in our lives, and you know, maybe say some, you know, funny stories. So
as you guys might know, Mega has a dog and his name is Tyson. And yeah, so every time when I call Mega, she always has something to talk about Tyson. Like,
something happened with the dog. So then I was like, okay, what now? What now today? What now, right? She always has something to say.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so I'll share one of the stories that happened with Tyson. So Tyson's a Yorkshire puppy, and I got him in July. He was just 8 weeks old now. He's almost a dog. He's like 11. He's 11 months right now, and this happened a couple months ago, I think in February, right? So my mom and Tyson were walking down, you know, going for a walk, and suddenly he ate. He had a white piece of, he had something white in his mouth, right? And then my mom's like, wait, what is that? Yeah, he took it out. We took that white piece thing out and we're like, okay, my mom's like, it might not be anything. It might just be a piece of paper, right? And then we go, and then she comes home and then, you know, hours later, he has his dinner. And then like, I'm like studying and doing my own thing. And then my mom suddenly starts like saying like, you know, he called me over and saying like, look at him. Like he's acting like literally he couldn't stand up. Like Tyson couldn't stand up and he was like shaking. He was like, how do you say, like he couldn't stand up. He was falling down. He was all like, what's the word? Like this,
dizzy
and stuff. So we got so scared. Like we were wondering like, what happened. Like, do we have to call the doctor or anything? And then my mom's like, you know what? He did eat something outside. And then my dad's like, oh, what did he eat? He was like, my mom said, white piece of paper, and he's like, hey, that's probably marijuana. So we're like, oh my god, Tyson, he has a bit of marijuana, and right now he's high. Our puppy's high right now. And you know, we waited god. For some time to see if he'll get better, but bro, like he was not getting better. He was like getting only had a little bit, so we didn't know if it'll be, you know, if we needed to take him to the emergency, because mm-hmm. right now all the doctors are closed. So like if we needed to take him, we had have to go to the emergency. So we waited, and we actually called like one of our friends who is a dog expert, and like she FaceTimed us, and she said, you know, he'll probably be fine. But you know, it was like 12 a.m. and I had a test next day. I had an apish test next day too. And I stayed up all night just like studying it. But it was like 12 a.m. and then we decided to take him to the hospital. And yeah, he stayed there. Like my mom and dad was at their hospital for at least, you know, at least 3 or 4 a.m. They put him there. They injected him with IV. And like it was like such a chaotic day, because the next day my dad also had a huge presentation. It was like, it was so much things going on. And yeah. And again, like, yeah, he came back and he was all fine because he had IV now. And now literally every time we go outside, we have to make sure there is no like cigarettes or like marijuana buds on the floor, which is so annoying.
Yeah, so when I need tea, I always go to Megan because she always has some tea about her dog. It's truly crazy. Yeah. I feel bad. I'm like I've never heard like such a story like this. You're the first person, like a dog owner especially, who someone has a dog. Like I have friends who have a lot of dogs, but they don't have stories like this.
Yeah.
So this is the first story I've ever heard, which is so crazy. But now your dog is good, right?
Now he's fine. As long as he doesn't eat anything else.
Hopefully it doesn't happen again. But if it does, we'll let you guys up. We'll let you know. We'll update you guys.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so Barsha, you have a interesting story, a flight story. You have a couple flight stories, actually, encounters at the airport and other stuff. Do you want to talk about some of your stories?
Yeah, sure. So to start off, I think this. So you know how like in vacation we all go to India and stuff, and again, I think Meg also has been wanting to go to India since such a long time. How long has it been?
We were planning to go last summer, but we couldn't go because of COVID.
We couldn't. Same here. We were going to go last summer, but because of COVID, it kind of, you know, disrupted everything. And mm-hmm. it was actually my last chance to go last summer because we knew that 11th grade is going to be hard with college apps and stuff. So we were also planning to go last year. And then after 2 years, then we'll go back. But now it's almost been 2 years now because it's been a year since COVID. So it will be 2 years because unfortunately I can't go this year because due to college apps and, you know, school stuff, because you need to apply for college. So I've, you know, my grandparents always ask me like, when are you going? And I always tell them like 2022 for sure. And my parents aren't like, why? They're asking me like, why did you say that? I'm like, I don't know. I'm pretty sure we'll go next year because like, you know, COVID is actually decreasing over here. And also it'll be a little bit less, it'll be lighter, the workload will be lighter next year because, you know, we'll know what college we're going to and things like that.
Yeah.
But going back to the flight story, so it was, I think, around two years ago. Like, last time I went to India was, like, 2 years. I think it was 2 years ago, yeah. It was, like, 2018, the summer. Actually, 2019 summer. Or I don't know if it's a year before that. But anyways, who cares about the timeline? It's somewhere there. So basically, we were at SFO Airport, and we were waiting to board our, like, next flight. And you know how, like, when you're inside the airport, and near your gate, you're just cruising around, maybe go shopping, and you know Mega, right?
Yeah.
The class,
yeah.
Like, you're just walking here and there, right?
Yeah.
It's been so long. It's like after school stress, it's like summer, here we go, have fun time, right? Yeah. So basically what happened was, like, we were standing, and it was like, I think around afternoon, and we wanted to, like, you know, drink coffee, maybe eat some snacks, right? And so we went to the nearest cafe, and then as we're walking, I see, like, this tall dude with, like, a mask on, and he has, like, blue eyes, right? And there's, like, maybe two other people behind him, but they're not, like, they're just short people, like, they're not, like, at the same height, right? And so this dude has, like, and he looks like a BTS member, he looks like some member from K-pop, he looks Korean as well, and I can guarantee he was Korean, because I can really tell by his face. His face was also really pale, looks like he has the makeup. And he looks similar to a K-pop member or any member from EXO or whatever. I don't know if it was really from a band. But basically what happened was he looked at me, and I was like, wait a second. Like, and then I was going back to my memory. Because at the time, I knew what BTS was. I knew the members and stuff. But I wasn't, like, really like, oh, what are their names? Like, I haven't, like, you know, went deep into it, right? To the K-pop industry. That time I was, like, you know, limited. You know, was a limited education about Korean industry, right?
Limited education.
Yeah, now I know so much more because with K-drama system, I think Mega, you know, too, right? So basically what happened was he has blue hair as well and blue eyes, like a little blue shade, okay? And I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, like, bro. And then after a few minutes, he basically goes into the cafe. And he's also hiding himself. And there's three girls, and they're all Korean, I'm telling you. They had cameras, and they were taking, like, pictures of him.
Yeah.
And no one else knew who this dude was.
Uh-huh.
See, if everyone knew, then they would take a picture, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they would
yeah.
be like, oh, can we take a picture? But not one single person. Because I was also waiting. I was like, no one's going up to him, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then I was like, you know, I don't even know who this is either.
Yeah.
And so these three girls literally took pictures of him from far away out of the cafe, because he was in the cafe. And then he literally, like, he's like trying to hide his face. So he went inside and he basically sat in the corner where no one can see him. And it was mind blowing, because then I was like, okay, then that means that he is some type of star that I'm not really sure if I know him or anything, because, you know, he had a mask on. Uh-huh. And the thing is, it's crazy because, you know, now we're wearing a mask, but right before, he already wore one already.
Yeah.
So when I think about it, I was like, bruh, like, but yeah, that's just one story. But it was exciting. But I don't know how, what happened after that. We left, and he also left too, and I couldn't really see him. And I asked one of my friends, I'm like, I don't know, I saw some K-pop member. Yeah. I don't know if it's, you know, if he does. I mean, I think he is a singer probably, because I don't think, if he wasn't a singer, why would those girls take a picture of him? Like, it's like paparazzi, like, legit. So it was exciting. But yeah, that's just one story I had.
Interesting. Oh, only if you had K-pop education, then you would probably, maybe you would recognize
probably
the guy.
Probably knew, exactly. But also, I think if he hadn't have a mask on, have a mask, I think he was protecting his identity. He didn't want to know.
Maybe he's just some, maybe not even a K-pop, maybe just like a normal guy.
Maybe he's a model. The thing is,
a model.
When the paparazzi took the picture, that's when it made me realize it, like, when we think. Mm-hmm. And that's why I literally went with my phone. I was literally in front of it, and then I didn't want to make it seem like I'm stalking him. Keep a distance, right? And my mom's like, don't go over there. I'm like, I'm not going. I need to see his actual face.
Yeah.
And then I was observing, but I couldn't get any clues because the mask. I feel he put a mask on because he didn't want anyone to know it's him. So it makes sense, you know? It makes sense. I don't know if this was BTS. I still always
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Because if it is BTS, they always do it travel in a group. But then in the news, it was saying how they had to travel separately because of the fandom. They're always sasaengs, so they're called sasaengs. So basically, I think True Beauty also on the webtoon too. Sasaengs are fans who are really, like, toxic. They literally stalk them everywhere. So BTS, there was this news where they was traveling separately. I don't know if my sources are wrong, but I heard it. But now I think they're, because of the concerns, because people are stalking them too much, privacy reasons, but that's probably one. But yeah, one story like that.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so yeah, these are some interesting stuff that's been going on in our
lives. Like, I mean, this happened for me. Okay, the dog one is pretty recent, but for me, this is like 2 years. So we've been wanting to talk about it. Oh yeah, Megan, what do you do when you go in a plane? Like for 18 hours, you're flying. What do you do? You see?
Honestly, okay. Honestly, right now, I'm really missing plane rides for some reason, you know, the feeling. Actually, you know what? I don't miss the 16-hour long plane rides because those can be so painful sometimes. But for me, like, honestly, like, what I do is, like, I don't know how people watch TV for, like, 16 hours straight. Like, I can't do that, you know? Like, I usually just, like, maybe, like, watch some TV, listen to some music, and just, like, try to sleep. Like, I never sleep. I try to sleep. And, yeah.
Yeah, for me, also the same thing, like you said, I cannot sleep in planes. I watch a lot of movies for, like, maybe 4 hours, but then after a while, like, my eyes hurt. Then I really have to, like, try to take a nap, but I couldn't sleep because I'm just have anxiety, you know? Flying anxiety. I don't know what it is, but flying anxiety. I'm not scared to fly. I'm fine, but it's just a, you know, I'm just like, oh my god, what if this plane crashes? You know those thoughts you have when you're
in a plane? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had this one flight where it was just so, it was like, it was like Turkish Airlines, and we had this one flight. It was just so bad. Like, okay, what I mean bad, okay, the experience was great. The only thing is the travel route they took, was so bumpy. It was such a bumpy ride, and it was so much turbulence as well. It was so much turbulence, and literally, I'm telling you, I literally thought I was gonna die, and I literally was praying.
Oh my god!
And then my dad, we were all so scared. My mom was literally just sleeping, like freaking, like she wasn't even scared. My dad and I were like the complete same. We always shared the same jeans, and she literally, like, he was so, like, scared. I was scared. My sister was just like, hey, what up? She's like, bro, like, what is wrong? And my mom's literally sleeping, like, the whole plane ride. She's doing this thing. And it's distracting because, like, I had a glass, right?
Yeah.
And it was literally, like, shaking when I'm drinking the water. It was, like, shaking back, like, bumpy ride. And that, we literally had to, you know, struggle with that for, like, 30 minutes at least. I'm telling you, maybe an hour, but 30 minutes. And someone screamed, too. And that would give me more anxiety. Yeah, it was that bad. It wasn't, like, a normal turbulence. If it was a normal turbulence, who would scream? But this was so, so bad. It was literally, like, really hard. There's a word for it. It's, like, really, really rocky. I would say rocky. So it was just so scary. Because apparently, like, the weather was also bad, too, during the route. It was, like, so they had, like, the place had some thunderstorms or something, or some storm. And so because of that, the clouds and the wind all together was just bumpy. But again, I'm alive, so thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's so scary though. That's like the worst thing ever. Honestly, yeah, in that situation, I would get scared too. And like, it'd be opposite. Like, my dad would be the calm one, and then me and my sister would also be. Sister gets scared so easily, and she would just start panicking too.
Exactly. But yeah, those are just some funny stories that we just wanted to share on our podcast, since we didn't really have our real time the motivation moment with Megan and Varsha. We'll try to bring it up next time. No one really said any feedback, so that's why we were like, you know what, let's just do our way.
To end this episode, we decided to do a BuzzFeed quiz.
BuzzFeed quiz, yes, like we do on all our episodes.
Yeah.
And yeah, make sure to leave in the comments, what did you guys think of this episode? Or maybe DM us even. We're always open on our DMs.
Yes. Okay. And this BuzzFeed quiz is called Everyone's Personality Fits an Adorable Disney Sidekick. Which one fits yours? Ooh, okay, so we gotta just find out who our Disney sidekick is. Okay. The first question is, what is your favorite season? Winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Summer. Favorite is summer.
Summer, The thing is that, okay, I really like the temperature of fall, but I like summer because there's no school.
Same. Yeah, but I like summer, though. Okay. It's hot. I get to wear nice outfits, like dresses. So I like wearing dresses.
I'm more of a hoodie person, so I'm gonna put fall.
Hoodie.
I like the weather. Okay. Second question. What do you do in your free time? Play video games, watch TV, bake, hang out with friends.
Hang out with friends. I like watching TV. I haven't tried baking yet, but I think Mega, you bake, right?
Yeah, I do bake, but I think I like hanging out with friends more.
I'm gonna Same. It's too. Been a while since it's also been COVID. I'm not really seeing my friends as much. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next question is choose a color. Ooh, white, blue, red, yellow. I like blue.
I don't have a favorite color, so I am just going to choose... I'm going to choose red. Because right now
red. It's... Red was my favorite color, now it's blue. But I like both. It's red. Nice.
Choose a dessert. Oh, we actually answered this question one of our listeners had, right? A favorite dessert.
Yes.
Well, the options here is ice cream, donuts, cake, or brownies.
I like all of them.
Oh my god, this is so hard. And the pictures, bro,
looks
so
appetizing.
Oh my god, it looks so delicious. What do you? Okay, which one do you think looks most delicious in these pictures?
The donuts look.
Oh yeah, the donuts look so good. Okay,
but the cake looks nice too. Donuts, same.
Yeah,
but I like. The cake too.
But the brownies, bro, brownies, double fudge brownies.
Fudge is good. But it doesn't look like, oh, I'm going to eat it in one take because I need more sprinkles. So I would say donuts. Donuts.
Okay, yes, I'm going to choose donuts too. It looks most
Because the thing is, those pictures for brownies, ice cream, and cake looks the same because it's just chocolate, no sprinkles.
True.
Okay, so the next question is?
Choose a sport, karate, tennis, soccer, or basketball.
Tennis, right? You play tennis.
Yeah, I actually play tennis, so I'm going to choose
I used to play badminton. This was like a few years ago. Now I lost complete touch of it because of COVID, you know, can't go outside.
Yeah.
But I did karate for a year or two, orange belt.
Oh, nice.
I stopped after that though.
In elementary, our school had this called Aikido. It's a martial arts too.
Martial arts.
I got up to a purple belt or something. In
nice.
I don't know anything anymore though.
Same. So I would say, it's a hard sport because, you know, I haven't tried tennis. I'm going to say basketball because I always do that at PE in school all the time. I'm really like, oh god, I have an I'm not gonna brag, but I'm getting better. I got good at it. Okay, the next question is choose a nature photo. So it's kind of hard to describe, but there are four images. So the first image is like a picture of the purple sky. The second image is just water, like a close-up picture of the ocean.
Yeah,
the third picture is like woods, and then the fourth picture is like mountains, and it's like
cloudy. a black and white picture of a mountain. The prettiest to me is the forest, the trees.
Same. Yeah, that's the prettiest. I also like the snowy mountains because I want to find out what's happening there. It's like dark, it's like you find something
mysterious.
Dark.
Yes,
mysterious.
Okay,
the purple is also aesthetic, the sky.
Yeah, it is. Oh, these are so good.
I know.
Okay.
You know what? I'll just pick the dude. Honestly, I don't have a, but I'm just gonna pick something because this is so hard to choose.
Just choose anything, bro. Which one like connects to you? Which picture connects to you and yourself? The picture connects you. Which picture connects you?
Actually, the woods. Yeah. You got it right. Woods.
Oh, okay.
I would say woods too.
Okay. Okay, finally choose a random Disney character. Hero,
Ooh.
Elsa, Maui,
Mulan,
Vanellope,
Ian,
Flynn Rider, Ariel. And Ariel.
This is so many options.
Yeah, this is way too many options, bro.
This is a hard one because I like all of them.
Yeah. Flynn Rider, maybe.
He's funny, yeah.
Hero, I like Hero. Elsa,
cool. Frozen, pretty good. You know what? I'm gonna go with Elsa because I would love to have ice powers. Everyone else does not have powers.
That's true. That's so true.
And she's really nice because I can meet Anna. I can meet her castle. It's really interesting. Yeah. I love the whole theme. I would choose Elsa for now.
You know what? I'm gonna choose Hero because I want to meet. I want to meet
Hero's brother. Yes.
Hero's brother. And Hero's brother. And what's his name? The dude. The yeah. And yeah, I want to meet Baymax too. So I'm going to choose Hero. Okay. The results. Or should you want
to
go?
Wait, one sec. I'm still thinking about what to pick.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to pick Elsa.
I know. And I'm just looking at the others just to reconsider. Yeah, you know what? I'll choose Elsa.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, what was your results?
Mine is Mushu, actually. The it says you're most like Mushu. You're confident, funny, and never give up on a challenge. You're a great friend and encourage others to be their best. Huh. That's nice, actually.
That's so true.
That's mine true, except the confident Olaf. Part. Oh.
It says, you're most likely Olaf, you're kind, optimistic, and caring. You care deeply about the ones you love and appreciate the little things in life. That's true.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, it looks like it's accurate, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
So that kind of concludes our episode. I hope you guys enjoyed. And yeah, I'm so excited for the summer. I'm so excited. We'll be active on all the socials. Summer will be full active and we'll start posting on our socials. So by the time this episode comes out, this will be the last episode. Oh yeah, we forgot to tell you guys that we both got the vaccine.
Oh yes.
But yeah, I hope everyone is doing well and good. I know in India everyone's having such a tough time. We'll keep you in our prayers. And again, we'll put our link in our description below for any donations. You guys can make any donations to India and, help them get the supplies they need. And we hope for the best.
Yeah, so please, if you can't donate, do donate because, India does need our help. And I hope, everyone, continues wearing masks and, gets vaccinated. I think that's...
Get vaccinated. It's very important for you to get vaccinated. Again, coronavirus is not a myth because as you see in India, if you please read the news, it's everywhere on Instagram. Honestly, you can get educated even by from our podcast, from the link down in the description. So please read and please educate yourselves on this issue. So please help and please wear masks and keep distance. Even if you got, I think our president said that in the news that if you get the first dose or not first dose, you can still wear without a mask. I mean, we both are still gonna wear a mask no matter what.
Yeah, even if you're fully
vaccinated, because I know our president said honestly, that, but we're still gonna wear one.
Yeah, CDC said that, but honestly, I feel more comfortable wearing a mask.
Wearing a mask, yeah, because I just don't want to get germs and just precautions. You just never know.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And
Remember, stay safe and positive.
You stay safe and positive. Yes. Yeah. As always, thanks for listening to this episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it and stay tuned for more. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for more fun and entertaining episodes. All the episodes have been broadcasted on YouTube except the one with Nicole that is on Spotify itself and other platforms wherever you listen to podcasts. Mm-hmm. Special guests will be aired on YouTube, like I said. Other collabs will be on other platforms. Visit our website megaversion.com, and also we'll be updating our website shortly, so stay tuned for that. We're gonna be rebranding the whole entire website, so you guys can, maybe if you have any questions, you want to contact us, you want to be a guest on our podcast, just fill in the form. We also have a collab form in the link in our bio, so make sure to check that out if you want to be a guest. A lot of people have signed up. So again, we are really booked too in the summer. So please fill it in and we will let you know when a slot becomes available. Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, email us at makeupversion2020@gmail.com. If you have any media or inquiry requests, and feedback is always appreciated.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to our episodes. This has been a great season 3. I'm so happy, super duper proud. We will link all the descriptions down below. Oh, we'll include the BuzzFeed quiz if you guys actually want to go check that out too.
Check that out, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, really addicting. Yeah, and I'm so happy. I can't believe this is the last episode of season 3. I'm looking forward for more seasons and beyond. Probably even until next year. I don't even know. But we'll try our best making our podcast active. And again, a lot of people have been asking, what are we going to do in the future? Even in Sudeshna's podcast, other podcasts, they all asked us what we haven't really thought about it, But as we said, like, we'll maybe make a studio, do some future plans. We'll still keep it updated, and we'll always, always come with new and fresh episodes when we have the time. Again, high school is such a busy year, junior year. And yeah, we'll just create as much as episodes as possible, because we both love podcasting. We're so passionate about it, and I'm so glad that we got to gain so much confidence and public speaking skills. We were able to really just have an amazing experience with, and we've grown so much, and I'm so happy that, like, I think my family, like your family, everyone's liking it so far. I'm so glad that a lot of people are listening to us.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that I'm so happy and blessed to, you know, have this podcast. But yeah, and I hope you guys enjoyed season 3. Check out, if you haven't already listened to our other episodes, please check out the other 2 seasons.
Yep.
All up on socials.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to our episodes. Bye.
Bye, guys. Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Mega.
Signing off.